This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Fourth day of Tihar festival being observed today, worshipping the cow, ox and Govardhan Parvat. Mahapuja and Nepal Sambat 1141 being celebrated by Newar community today. And thousands of pro-Trump protesters rally in Washington, D.C. Now, the news in detail. The fourth day of Tihar festival is being observed today, worshipping the cow, also known as Gai Puja, and ox, also known as Guru Puja and Govardhan Puja, are being observed throughout the country. Nepal Calendar Determination Committee Chair, Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, has said the cow is worshipped as per the religious belief that we get love from her like a mother. Today, the cow is garlanded and fed various delicacies. Meanwhile, the Govardhan Puja rituals are also being observed today, with the replicas of the Govardhan Mountain made out of the cow dung. People prepare a mixture of the cow dung, apply on the courtyard of their homes and on the floors today. The rituals are linked to the Hindu god Sri Krishna, who according to the legend lifted the Govardhan mountain by his hand and protected the people of Gokul from torrential rain caused by Indra, the god of rain. Similarly, the ox is also worshipped today as it is a very useful animal in different agricultural works in Nepal, which is a predominantly agricultural society. Similarly, Mahapuja is celebrated on the fourth day of Tihar by Newar community. It also falls on the Newari New Year, which is based on the Newar calendar Nepal Sambat. Mahapuja literally refers to self-worship, making offerings to one's body. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged one and all to be united for national prosperity and happiness. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1141, Prime Minister Oli said that unity among all could materialize the national campaign of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli has urged to follow the health protocols while observing the festival in this critical time caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Similarly, Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Dormani Paudel, has said that every Nepali has started to own the Nepal Sambat as Nepal's indigenous calendar year. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1141 today, he said the Nepal Sambat that came into being in commemoration of national luminary Sankhadhar Sakwa is observed especially by the Newar community, but now is a common festival for all. The Bal Gopaleswar Temple at the center of historic Rani Pokhari in Kathmandu would remain open for the public from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the day of Bhai Tika during this Tihar this year. The temple draws a large number of people without brothers and sisters to receive Tika on the Bhai Tika tomorrow. It is the day when sisters put Tika on the forehead of their brothers, wishing for their prosperity and long life. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City and National Reconstruction Authority coordinated the opening of the temple for the devotees. The temple, destroyed in the 2015 Gorkha earthquake, has been reconstructed and was recently inaugurated by President Bidya Devi Bhandari. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the auspicious time for putting Tika on the Bhai Tika is at 11:37 a.m. tomorrow. The firecracker ignited and exploded in a house at Tumbung in Hilihang Rural Municipality 3 in Panchthar District, destroyed property worth over ₹500,000. The incident took place on Lakshmi Puja, the third day of Tihar, a festival of lights and flowers. Generally, people observe the festival by bursting firecrackers, which often leads to untoward incident. The government of Nepal has banned the sale and purchase of firecrackers. A team from the police beat at Gopetar doused the fire after 4 hours. Two corona-related deaths have been reported in Kailali and Kanchanpur districts. According to Health Office Bankei's corona focal person, Naresh Trashta, a 65-year-old man from Bhajani Municipality 8 of Kailali and a 32-year-old man from Belauri 1 of Kanchanpur died at Nepalganj-based Veri Provincial Hospital. Similarly, 36 corona-infected persons undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in Bankei district have returned home following successful health recovery. Corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 18 men and 8 women have returned home following successful recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries in Banke district has reached 3,295. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Thousands of supporters of US President Donald Trump have turned out in Washington, D.C. to back his unproven claims of voter fraud in the US election. Supporters of the US President Donald Trump fought on the streets of Washington, D.C. with counter-demonstrators early on Sunday with several fistfights, at least one stabbing, and 20 people arrested. Flag-carrying demonstrators were joined by members of far-right group, including the Proud Boys, some wearing helmets and bulletproof vests. Earlier, supporters swarmed Mr. Trump's convoy as he drove past on his way to his golf course. Joe Biden won the 3rd November U.S. presidential election. Biden now has 306 votes in the Electoral College, which far exceeds the 270 threshold to win. Rockets have been fired from Tigray region of Ethiopia across the border at the capital of Eritrea. Although there were no immediate reports of injuries, diplomats say at least three rockets were fired at Asmara from Ethiopia, with two of them hitting the city's airport. Tigray's ruling party, which is locked in a conflict with Ethiopia's federal government, had threatened an attack. The Tigray People Liberation Front, TPLF, said it had targeted two sites in the Amhara region on Friday and warned of further strikes. Austria is moving from night curfew and partial shutdown to a second national lockdown that will be placed for at least 2.5 weeks. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has urged Austrians not to meet anyone from outside their household in an attempt to curb a rapid rise in COVID-19 cases. He said schools would close and students will learn from home when new measures come into force on Tuesday. Austria reported a record number of 9,586 new daily infections on Friday. This is 9 times higher than at peak of the initial wave earlier this year. Austria has recorded more than 191,000 cases since the start of the pandemic and 1,661 COVID-related deaths. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Fourth day of Tihar festival being observed today, worshipping the cow, ox and Govardhan Parbat. Ma Puja and Nepal Sambat 1141 being celebrated by Newar community today. And thousands of pro-Trump protesters rally in Washington, D.C. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.